WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, December 9th. Coming up, the Mississippi River town of Grafton, Illinois, has had issues with flooding over the years, but we'll learn from Illinois Newsroom's Lesha Bushak how those flooding events are happening more frequently and more severely in recent years. But first, these headlines. Republican lawmakers are proposing changes to Illinois' Constitution that would allow for recall elections in Illinois, something currently reserved only for the governor. Hannah Meisel reports.
It was 2010 when Illinois voters approved a constitutional amendment allowing for the governor to be recalled. That was in the wake of ex-Governor Rod Blagojevich's arrest, impeachment, and conviction on corruption charges. A decade later, Republican State Representative Mark Batnick of Plainfield says it's time to allow voters to recall every state and local politician. His number one target is longtime House Speaker Mike Madigan. He says Illinoisans are still paying the price of his political fight with then-Governor Bruce Rauner during the state's two-year budget impasse.
It would have been different if there was a recall situation allowed. But there isn't. If there was, if the people could have spoken, they would have thrown him out of office during that budget crisis, and we would have the travesty that we had.
The amendments will officially be introduced in January. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The state's Department of Public Health reported more than 7,900 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the statewide total case count to more than 800,000. The state also reported 145 additional deaths from the virus yesterday. So far, more than 13,400 people have died statewide. About 5,200 people are in the hospital in Illinois for COVID-19, and roughly a fifth of those patients are in the ICU. Meanwhile, five more people have died from COVID-19 in Champaign County, according to the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. Since the pandemic began, 70 people have died from COVID-19 countywide. Public health officials also reported 95 new cases of the coronavirus in Champaign County yesterday, bringing the county's total to nearly 11,900. 21 people from Champaign County are currently hospitalized with the virus. Meanwhile, at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana, there are 70 patients with COVID-19. Of those, 15 are in the ICU. Carle Foundation Hospital sees patients from across central Illinois. An effort to prevent farmer suicides is likely to reach a vote on the Senate floor this week. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says it would bring training and other resources to Farm Service Agency workers in county offices. He says they would learn to recognize signs that someone might need help, but they would not become health advisors.
But the idea is to get people to family members or to ministers of a faith or doctors or mental health people to help intervene to save people's lives.
During the farm crisis of the 1980s, the devastation from losing farms and being overcome by debt led to some farmers taking their own lives. In more recent years, an uptick in rural suicides that coincided with lower crop prices brought renewed attention to the issue. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team knocked off 10th-ranked Duke last night, 83-68 in Durham, North Carolina. Junior guard Io DeSumo led Illinois with 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists. After the game, DeSumo said he just tries to help his team in all areas.
I just try to be an all-around player. Let that speak for itself. Score and I have to score. Pass and I have to pass. Rebound and I have to rebound. I mean, that's just the mentality that I had. Just being a complete player.
Sophomore center Kofi Coburn added 13 points for Illinois as 6 Illini scored in double figures. The 6th-ranked Illini improved to 4-1 on the season. They'll face rival Missouri on Saturday in Columbia. Still to come, we'll head to the Mississippi River town of Grafton, Illinois, to see how that town is dealing with increased flooding risks in recent years. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Lesha Bushak is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Scientists say climate change is already here, and it's causing more frequent storms and flooding. Illinois Newsroom's Lesha Bushak traveled to Grafton, where the Illinois and Mississippi rivers come together, to see how the town is still dealing with the physical and mental health effects of a devastating flood in 2019.
On a sunny autumn day, waves calmly lap on the bank of the Mississippi River in Grafton, a southwestern Illinois town of 650 people. It's a far cry from the spring of 2019, when snow, rain, and remnants of a tropical storm caused the Mississippi River to overrun its banks. 8-foot-high floodwaters rose to the roofs of homes and businesses downtown, forcing residents and business owners to evacuate. Grafton Mayor Rick Eberlin remembers it well.
It was very traumatic. It was very unnerving, I guess you could say. This flood lasted for 125 days, so it's the longest flood that this region has ever experienced.
The damage wasn't limited to homes and roads. It also took a toll on mental health.
See the looks on people's faces every time, you know, rain was in the forecast, or every time, you know, you're out working and you'd hear thunder. I can remember seeing a business owner, pretty tough guy, never saw a whole lot of emotion out of that individual, just break down.
Research shows that natural disasters are linked to mental illness like post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, anxiety, and depression. Dr. Ted Bender is a psychologist and president of Unity Point Health in Peoria.
The more and more of these types of events that happen, the more and more people are going to be exposed to pain and threat. And the more and more people that get exposed to pain and threat, the more people will develop mental health disorders that need to be treated.
But support for those mental health issues is often lacking in the aftermath of disasters. A recent survey out of the Center for Public Integrity and Columbia Journalism Investigations found that among U.S. regions hit hard by wildfires, hurricanes, or floods, 70% of survivors reported not receiving mental health services in the aftermath of the disaster. Grafton received a FEMA disaster declaration in the fall of 2019, but it did not receive any aid for mental health services. Dan Bechtel saws through large slabs of wood at his furniture store, which saw 7 feet of water when the floods hit last year. He says the stress of having to face another flood weighs heavily on him.
No, it is a very much of a mental strain, because you're worried about your livelihood being gone. And at this age, I don't want to start over. I'm too old to start over.
Oliver Reedy has lived in Grafton his entire life of 81 years. He's noticed the flooding in Grafton getting worse over time, and he believes it's due to climate change.
There's got to be some changes coming. Some people may not think so, but there is. And if they don't watch what they're doing in the next 30 years, I'm afraid there won't be much of it left.
Colin Wellenkamp, executive director with Mississippi River Cities and Towns, says those disasters are indeed increasing over time.
It used to be that these events were spaced out 25 to 30 years. You know, you'd have a major event every couple of decades. Now we have a major event that breaks records the next year.
He says massive natural disasters along the Mississippi River have accumulated in recent years, placing a greater strain on mental health.
Emphasizing intervention and prevention for the impacts of mental illness and emotional support are absolutely necessary, and we definitely need to ramp that up.
Slowly, with the help of funds from FEMA, Grafton is rebuilding. While they're waiting on more mental health care in the region, the residents in the meantime have to rely on their own resilience. I'm Lesha Bushak, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, skies turning mostly sunny with a high of 53 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Amy Mayer, and Lesha Bushak. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.